You know, when we started the show more than 24 years ago, this wasn't our opening music, but it has been for a while. We've gone through various progressions and developments, and this is it, the final show. Hour two gets going after 11 on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. I've asked my friend, brother in the Lord, Brian Westrate, who's also the chair of the Republican Party 3rd Congressional District, one of my favorite people in the world to talk politics with, to at least begin the show with me talking politics, Trump and Hillary and the whole big mess, which leads to an election 69 days from now, and also the final show, starting that final hour on WOGO, a show that's in year six and has been a great privilege to have that second hour of live local talk. But this hour, hour one, almost a quarter century on the air here on WIB and WIB.com. It wasn't always a daily, but we grew there, right? I mean, a couple times a month became a weekly, twice a week, three times. And finally, my bosses, Terry and Greg Stewart, to whom I will forever be in debt, said, go for it on a daily basis. And we've been producing and hosting the show, and it's been quite a ride, quite a journey. And now our Halverson family journey takes us to Liberia, West Africa. Starting on Saturday, it's down to 3 days. Never thought I would get to this, but it has. So we begin the final show on a Wednesday with the Wellness Wednesday guy. Captain Energy is what I've dubbed him. Dr. Drew Kaminsky from Back on Track Family Chiropractic. More than just somebody I do a weekly segment with, he has become a good friend. And Dr. Drew is sponsoring the opening segment here on WIB and WIB.com. Dr. Drew, welcome.
Mark, as always, I'm so glad God has given me a voice today, because I'm just honored to be on the last show, if you will. And Mark, I did something so radically different for this show. I thought, man, I look at back, I don't even know how many years I've been doing the show with you. And I look back and I said, man, I'm just super appreciative, because the reason I do this show is, I think half of it was, well over half of it was, the fact that you're make it so stinking easy. I had no radio experience. I had nothing at all. But yet there wasn't a week that went by that you didn't have some encouragement or give me some feedback and just said, hey, that man, your energy is really good. Can't wait to see you next week. Or, you know, all that. And over the years, you know, feel to that helped me kind of mold and shape into what we get to do every Wednesday. And so I just want to say thank you for that, Mark. B, I said, you know, I'm going to go in, and one of my favorite quotes, and again, I can't say who gets the credit for this quote, but it says this, is success leaves clues. And so I just said, you know, Mark, there's some successes you've had in this community, in this arena, that I just want to take in the light of the five essentials, and I want to interview you for one time.
Turning the tables.
Mark, I have to, because again, I think it would be remiss for all of us, myself included, I've got my notebook in front of me, as listeners to say, man, you've been doing this for 25 years, and I know a lot of people would say that you're successful. Now, again, I'm not saying worldly success. I'm saying successful in what you've done for this community, Mark, and just some of the things you do for your family. And so I want to steal as much of that from you as I can before you head off to Liberia. And so, again, whether I'm doing this show selfishly or in the fact that I'm just speaking for a lot of listeners, I got some questions for you. And these questions...
Let me begin by saying I am much more comfortable asking questions. In his book, Good to Great, Jim Collins says, and I'm not stealing time, Jim Collins says that you should find... What is that skill that you have that you're so good at that the world would pay to watch you do it? I love interviewing about as much as anything. But answering questions, not as comfortable, but nonetheless, you put me in the hot seat. I can't say no.
He's in the hot seat. And so this is what, one of my Albert Einstein quotes that I do love to review is to try not to become a man of success, but rather to try to become a man of value. And so for you, Mark, I think you've added a tremendous value to this community. And so I did some research. Again, I usually have to do a lot of research for my shows because I already kind of have it in my head. I interviewed people this morning, all morning long in my office, and I said, hey, you've listened to Mark for a long time. What do you think has made him a great announcer or doing these shows? Why have you listened to him so long? And then what health advice would you give him? I thought this would be kind of fun, Mark. And so,
health advice?
Yeah. Okay, so this is, so again, what?
Hopefully it doesn't begin with eat bugs in Africa. So.
As he transitions into Africa, it could get a little interesting. So first thing that I want to ask you, Mark, and this is in the realm of mindset. I heard from at least three different people that you are the presence in the community has been phenomenal, and that when they listen to you, that they feel it's personal and it's real. And so for you, my question is this morning. How do you create a mindset that's authentic? What do you feel in the last 25 years of doing radio? What's the biggest thing that you've had to overcome?
Okay, so that's a big question. All right, so what's the biggest thing I've had to overcome? So you're talking about authenticity, first of all, but overcome. So on air?
Just because, again, there's so many people that it's hard to be... They couldn't imagine sharing as deep and as authentically as have you shared in the last 25 years. Again, because we all have our fears. Okay. We have our things that way.
I mean, just my background, right? I mean, I've been, in terms of adult child of alcoholic, my dad had a lot of porn around the house. My parents got divorced after my freshman year in college. And I guess realness attracts me. And so when I, you know, Larry Crabb, I point to him because he helped influence me in so many ways. But one of the ways is that it's okay to be real.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Ed Ramsey, who he founded First Things First Counseling Center, and he introduced me to this idea that we should try to live not just from truth, but not from image, but from truth. And so that's always been inspiring and enlightening to me for much of these last 20 years. And I have the little bit I coach Hillary, she's one of the newer people on our staff. I just, one of the things I think is so great is she's so real, and you want to be in radio as much on the air as you are off the air.
Yeah, no, right. And that's the biggest thing, Mark. I love it because I see that exactly the same thing even in healthcare and, again, in the arena of helping people. The more real we are with ourselves, the less that we are concerned about our image or whether we're not, you know.
And it's a battle. It's a battle. I mean, you're a public figure. You're out there and you're doing things. And so there is image concerns, but as much as possible, genuine authenticity, vulnerability, and people appreciate it. And tell them, you know, have self-deprecation. I mean, self-deprecation gets you a long way. Be able to laugh at yourself and point out your failures and your stumbles. I get that. I've heard from a lot of people. They're like, Mark, I'm glad you talk about your weaknesses, you know?
Absolutely. And that's why people are shocked when Dr. Drew had a French fry at one point. It's like, well, it's okay. You don't have be that. And so I appreciate that, Mark. And that's, again, the mindset of the freedom to do that. Because, again, I have yet to meet the perfect person. And and I think people need to hear that more, is you don't necessarily have to be perfect to make it in this world. In fact, Jesus died for us imperfect people. And I'm totally cool with that. So that's awesome. This is another feedback, Mark, that we got. There was several people. Now, I think this is one of the highest compliments I can pay you. They said, Mark has got as much energy as you do, Dr. Drew. And the difference is, Mark, is you're just a little bit ahead of me in life. And so, again, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ahead of me. I don't know what the age gap is between us. But here's the question.
I'm 52.
Okay, 52. So there's just a few years. Where do you get your energy from, Mark? What do you think has made you successful to maintain that energy and to stay this positive in your 25-year career? Like, what have you done, or what do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to these three, right? Faith, hope, and love. I've got genuine faith. I mean, I believe what you hear me share. I am into that message. Also, I married a woman 10 and a half years younger than me, so I think that inspires some youthfulness. And then you have kids. I mean, I didn't become a dad till I was just about 36 years old. And Evelyn arrived on St. Patrick's Day 2000. And so, you know, kids keep you young. So those are some.
That's really good, because one of the people I did interview, you might want to heed this. So, again, this was your wife. I said, what's the one thing that Mark has done well? And her comment was the diversity of topics and some of the great questions, which was definitely a theme. And Mark, one of her health-related advices. Uh-oh. Now, yes. this could really sleep is important.
How real are we going to get today?
Sleep is important is what her advice was. So yeah. Sleep is important. I love that one. So the next question.
I generally am an early riser, even when I'm not working.
And so what do you – so the person that's not an early riser, is that something that you developed over time, or is that something that you feel you've always been that way?
Let me just say, one of the things I've loved about doing morning radio, and Terry Stewart asked me to be the WOGO news director in August of 88, and so have been a part of the morning show much of the time since then. And so I love that feeling. Remember the old Army ad, we get more done before 9 in the morning than most people do all day? I love that you get up and other people are sleeping. It's like you get a head start on them in the race.
Uh-huh.
And so I love the early mornings, and I don't mind the fact that rising early 5 days a week kind of makes it difficult to sleep in any time, even a holiday.
Totally, Mark. And I couldn't be more with you on that one. I had a mentor say, and he's put it this way. I thought that was funny for the state of Wisconsin. He said, listen, the morning time is the cream of the day. The rest of the day is for making cheese. if you miss the morning time,
I like it.
You forgot to skim the cream. And so I think that's brilliant. That goes, Mark. I couldn't have tied that in any better. Literally, and that's one of the listeners had have been listening for years. They remember the first year, literally, they were listening the first year that you had come on the station. And then another listener, I said to them, well, what do you feel Mark is really good at? And he goes, Mark is the first voice I hear every morning. And I needed, again, that consistency for me is huge. And so, again, I think that consistency is incredible, Mark. Most people don't have anything in their lives that they can say they've done consistently for 25 years. So, again, that perseverance just shines through. Here's my second question then, and this is fun. One of the listeners says, you cannot help but listen to Mark for more than a minute and not be encouraged. So for you, Mark, how do you functionally get yourself encouraged so you can encourage others?
Well, I mean, I have high highs and low lows too, okay? But I mean, you come, part of the professionalism, you're coming to this microphone, and I'm not kidding you. But every single time, from the very first time, and I can even give you the day, go check me, December 12th, 1985, the whole staff, they went and did a Christmas party. And Dudley Donaldson, a former announcer here, and he's been a missionary to Swaziland, he's back in the States now with his wonderful wife, Inga, he gave me two tips of advice. Back then, we were playing albums on turntables. He said, play a lot of music, and if you make a mistake, don't apologize. And I followed him on the air back then on that Saturday, and I'm following him into the mission field now. So it feels like God's got this connection between us. But I had a very enthusiastic mom. She, for whatever reason, unfortunately, my wonderful mom, Marjorie, is reluctant to go on the radio. I've invited her. My dad was on with me a few times, but my mom, I don't know if she ever has been. She's a very outgoing, extroverted personality. And I feel bad that I'm going to hang up the mic here and you never met her here on the air. But I think clearly her infectious enthusiasm has spilled over into her firstborn of her three kids. And I praise God that I've been able to, that he's used that to impact other people.
So as a mom listening, Mark, what was the best way that your mom encouraged you? I'm getting down to brass tacks. How do you feel she did that?
I mean, unconditional sacrificial love. And she would always, I mean, I'd cut the grass and she'd say, oh, it looks great. You know, and no matter what you did, I mean, I'm like, when I did my first, I broke into radio and, as a senior in high school, and I was doing sports on WKTI, which is the WTMJ radio's sister station in Milwaukee. And she would be like, oh, you're as good as Tom Brokaw, you know? And so whatever it is, I mean, she just has been over the top enthusiastic and affirming.
I'm Mark, I'm writing that one down because, again, I was raised in a household and everything else. You first pointed out the faults, and then you talked about what was good. Yeah. And I can see that on you. And again, I think that's one of the reasons that doing this radio show has been fun with you in that process, because it's been nothing but encouragement in that way.
Let me offer another tidbit real quick. I mean, it's just everybody needs to read How to Win Friends and Influence People. And chapter one is a classic from Dale Carnegie. And he says, criticize, condemn, and complain gets you nowhere. Now, I didn't always know that in my 30 years here, okay? And I'm sure the fellow coworkers and bosses can say, bring up incidents. But the fact is I've learned that lesson over time, and everybody should take that to heart.
That one they can take to the bank, Mark, because how many people, even in their health, they're beating themselves up, they're struggling, they're not, you know, again, I failed again, I ate the cookie, I'm looking at the scale, and they're beating themselves up. And they're criticizing their worst own critic. I mean, and it's not encouraging them to move forward. And so, again, I just...
Well, you are a great encourager,
I'm learning, Mark. I'm learning.
I will take away from the show baby steps from you. Yeah.
And so that's absolutely the truth. And so that person's health advice, and this is funny because, again, she found great encouragement from you not a minute to go by. And she says, Mark, just be careful of sugar. That stuff is really addictive. That was her advice as a nurse. And another one said,
our listening friend Jerome from Knapp brought in his lemon bars this morning. And so that would attest to that right there. Yeah.
Again, celebrate when you want to celebrate, but just be careful if it becomes a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. The other piece of this, Mark, and I've heard this time and time again from this morning and then several other times, is asking these great questions. How do you overcome in your world? How do you overcome some of the fears that you've had over the years? Like, how do you battle through that process?
So fears of
asking or offending
asking
somebody.
Questions. Okay, right around, my wife and I both love these personality assessments, whether it's Myers-Briggs or the DISC, etc. And so I'm an I, so influencer, and but also I'm an ENFP, and so that gives you, maybe that means nothing to people, but extroverted, intuitive, feeler, perceiver. But also, in terms of my personality type, I'm a direct confrontational person. I really don't mind conflict. Mm. Now, over the years on talk radio, I think that serves you well, especially we've had hard political interviews. I had somebody tell me on Friday at our open house, he's like, boy, some of the people you have on, I don't know how you don't. And then he went on to describe some type of violent behavior toward them. Okay, and so the fact is that he maybe wanted to undertake. And so the fact is that I'm just kind of naturally bent. I'm very curious. I'm smart enough to be an interviewer, but not smart enough to sit in the chair you often do, which is to answer the questions. But I'm like, well, how about this? What about that? And so that where, but I'm also directing. Now, in real life, outside of a radio show, I've had to learn to rein that in, tone that in. In marriage, right? Directing confrontation doesn't work all that great. And so you got to harness that. Right? And that race car is great on the racetrack on a Sunday, but how's it going to work during, street life?
Yeah, no doubt. And Mark, and that's one of the things that I just love it. And I would encourage this. If you're listening to this right now, I'm seriously taking notes in this because, again, the better you know yourself, the better you are in life and all of life. Again, who has God really created us to be? We ought to understand that. We ought to know what that identity is. And then it helps us to be successful in whatever endeavor, whether it's becoming a great husband, a radio show host, whatever that is, Mark. And again, I love the fact that you've done that. The last question I have as we finish this up is I couldn't believe, Mark, the amount of people that said, as I listened to him the last 20 X amount of years, the way he's grown in his passion for ministry. Hmm. What do you attribute that to, Mark?
I'll tell you what I attribute it to is a deeper recognition of my own sinfulness. And we just had Larry Crabb on last Thursday. And again, I think far too many of us, myself included, in past times, maybe you think, well, where does God put the bar? Now, we're just coming off the Olympics, and maybe let's think of the high jump, right? And Dwight Stone's a high jumper, I remember, right? Where do you put the bar? Is it 5 feet? Is it 6 feet? Is it 10 feet? Maybe you think, wow, it's all the way up 15 feet. No, in terms of a perfect, holy, righteous, just, everlasting God, his bar is so far up, you have no chance, right? It means in every instance, the royal law is to love your neighbor as yourself. That means all of your thoughts, always loving, all of your actions, what you say, what you don't say, what you do, what you don't do. And so we fall so far short of that. So I thank God for my mess ups because that has driven me to his grace. And so as I fought through the purity jungle, didn't get married till I was 34, as I wrestled with anger, even as a husband and a father of four, and I flopped, I mean, it led me to his grace and it led me to his mercy. And that is the best.
And you can celebrate in that, Mark. And I'm so encouraged to see you do that. And I think that's, we've felt that as listeners, as we've got now to know you personally, I have, but as we've gotten to know you on air. So I just want to say thank you, Mark. And again, I can't wait to see how you're going to bless Africa as you take your entire family over there. Hmm. It's been an honor and a privilege, Mark.
Hmm. Well, you've blessed me with this interview today. You kind of snuck up on me and surprised me with that today. So,
as always,
thank you so
Mark.
Much for doing it. It looks like you're not the only surprise of the day because we've got a mystery guest coming in the next segment. So we'll get him in just a minute. But hey, Dr. Drew, thank you so much. And again, I think we have dialogue on the air. Some, my daughter Evelyn's had some health challenges along the way, and you stepped in here in our final week and a half in the States and said, you know what, I think I can help. And so much appreciation to you for that.
Been my honor.
And again, if people want to see you for that free initial consultation at your office, Back on Track Family Chiropractic behind Culver's in Lake Halley, what do they do?
Just give it a call. Again, just helping people just stay on the track that they know they should be on, 715-720-1800. Hmm.
Dr. Drew, thank you so much. Front Page, WWIB, the final show. Another 38 minutes left. Mystery guest next.
This is Paul back with Karen from Festival Foods. And Karen, so many people make comments about Festival's shopping experience. There's just something that makes it a little different from all the other stores.
Well, that's right. It really does feel different when you shop at Festival. And we know we get the big things right. Our meat, seafood, Days Fresh or produce, Dine at Home Deli. But what most people mention are those little things, like the meat wrapped in freezer paper, our wide aisles, our clean store.
You know, one of the little things that I appreciate is that Festival has both green and ripe bananas, so I can get what I need for the entire week.
Oh, that's a good one. Some for now, some for later. You know, we also offer stamps at the service counter, free knife sharpening. Our bakery will bag just the right amount of buns for you. There's lots of little things that become big as part of your whole experience in our store.
check out all the great sales this week at festfoods.com. Sales begin each Sunday in Eau Claire and La Crosse and on Wednesdays in Marshfield. Festival
Foods. For 24-7 towing service, call 830-2030.
Tow it, fix it, get you on your way with Adams Automotive Center.
Front page, WWIBandWib.com. Our final show later. I've asked one of my wife's friends who wrote just a wonderful synopsis send-off to her. She's known her since, I think, their freshman year in college, Janelle Solberg. And we're going to try to work her into the show here shortly. And she's actually helping us at our house. I called our house, and she answered, hello, Halverson's. And so to show you what a wonderful friend she is and a partner along with her husband, Chris, in terms of the work with Teamwork Africa. But we've got a couple of mystery guests. Now, one of them I told you about yesterday would be here, the Gordy's guru, Matt Selvig. We did M&M's in the Morning for over 7 years, and even though he's a Vikings fan, that was a tremendous privilege.
Can we talk about yesterday?
And we should just
Can we lament?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Dude, come on. Yeah, you got to at least feel for Teddy. And I was really looking forward to the Packers and the Vikings playing this year.
Yeah.
That was going to be so much
fun. Week 2, U.S. Bank Stadium.
I know. And you wanted everybody to be healthy. I wanted Jordy back. I wanted both teams to battle it out. And then yesterday when I heard that, I was like, oh, my heart just sunk. Yeah. But, you know, hey, you got to go on. Injuries happen. And
Teddy Bridgewater out for the year.
Out for the year.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He was dropping back, and somehow, I don't know what happened, his left knee, which is strange because he throws and he plants with his right leg and his right knee. So I don't know how he did his left, but
Selvig's going to turn my last show into a sports talk show.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm done. I digress. Oh, Halvel, I love you and I miss you. And I am going to, I'm just going to miss you, brother. I love the fact that you asked me to come in today. Thank you.
My favorite memory with you is not when we were on the air, and I'll share it later, but it's the thing that I take with me that I'm most proud of. But we've got a mystery guest here, and we heard the mystery guest voice. I have not introduced him. The mystery guest actually, you know, is somebody who had a show here on WWIB for many years, but is now known to many others beyond just his business, but also for his political seat, correct? State Senator Terry Moulton dropping in. Longtime host of the Great Outdoor Show for over 20 years. Yeah. You know what it is to have your last show, right?
Yeah, I do. 22 years we did that show.
Wow.
And what an honor to be here with two of the people that I worked with.
I know.
On that show, Matt and Mark. I love you both.
I remember when we did the Great Outdoor Show together, and I just thought, man, I really need to get outdoors and start doing some of these things that Terry said. And
You probably couldn't find more two non-hunting guys than us, really.
When I first started on the show, it was Fred Scholl and Rod Larson. And through the years, I worked with mostly announcers that weren't really hunters or fishermen.
Yeah.
I think Pete Dake was probably the only one that, you know, really was into that scene, it was always great working with you guys.
Well, you're always entertaining. I mean, you're entertaining and informative, and you have such a wonderful story. I think we had our 24th anniversary show, and I brought back part of your testimony on that day. I don't know if anybody mentioned that to you, but you had such an amazing testimony saved on April Fool's Day. And Roger Adolf just called me on Friday, and he's the sales rep who led you to the Lord.
I just saw Roger and Debbie here.
Okay.
They stopped at the store. They were camping up in northern Wisconsin. He stopped in to get some bait. They go fishing. But, April Fool's Day, 1991, right here in the office next to the studio. The Lord was asking me to go on a journey, and I said yes. And, I became a new creation that day, April Fool's Day.
You sure did. And a wonderful testimony tying in Greg Stewart's sports and commentary interview with Al Lindner.
Yeah.
And you being in your garage, just powerful, incredible. So we took a whole show and shared the story before.
Yeah.
So. And that's what Front Page has allowed. It's allowed people to come on, and I'm so grateful. I'll always be grateful to Terry and Greg for giving me the opportunity. It took a while, kind of working my way up. Terry let me do one show. It was called Counterpoint, and it was like an experiment. We had somebody who was pro-life and somebody who was supported abortion rights. And it still took a couple more years after that before we finally, but, you had to work your way. Prove yourself, get there, kind of working your way through the minor leagues to finally get this to be a daily show and then a second hour on WOGO. So.
Well, Mark, I just want to say thank you for, as I traveled to Madison many times alone, and I'm sorry, listening to you has been so encouraging in the morning.
Thank you.
The scripture that you bring out, just the positive things. And it's been such an encouragement as I travel and listen to you on the road to Madison. So thank you. Thank you for your heart for others. And thank you for going to Africa. And I'm just praying that out of you and your family, rivers of living water flow. And people in Africa see Jesus through you. And I know they will. And so I just want to say thanks for the many years that we spent in this studio together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, for your encouraging words over the air. And,
yeah. Well, Terry, you're so sincere and you're so authentic and you're not afraid to share your emotions. I've already had my share of tears from visitors stopping by here today and others. And so thank you so much. Yeah, so many great memories. And yet I praise God, you know, whether it's here at WIB or some of the work already in Teamwork Africa, our friendship, what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do, right? I mean, it's just this amazing God and his amazing grace, and we get to co-labor with him.
All right.
You know, for me, Halvo, I can remember sitting and having breakfast with you a lot of mornings and discussing family, discussing kids, marriage, all of that great stuff, and going and doing sports games with you. And I think the one thing that you taught me so much was to be a communicator. And
some of what Dr. Drew brought up earlier, the direct confrontation, we had some of that along the way.
We did. We did. And you know something? I think back to it, Halvo, and I mean, I think back to it from your position. I mean, you saw some young 23-year-old kid fresh out of college coming in wet behind the ears and coming in and running the board. And that was probably a difficult time. And I could understand that. And there were times where, yeah, you and I, we butted heads a little bit. And but, I mean, it was so amazing how every time we would talk and we would get through it and we would work it out. And I think over the years, throughout the years, we really, our friendship and our Christ bondedness was brought together. And I mean, even when I left WWIB and went to work for Gordy's, I think that's when our relationship really went to the next level, obviously, with me going through some very difficult things and me making that phone call to you in 2012 and you just being there for me every day. We prayed, I don't know how many days.
Yeah,
straight.
It was 50 or more days. And that is my favorite memory of us is actually just have that kind of bond in terms of a friend in need's a friend indeed. And I had that opportunity and I know you would have done it for me.
Yeah. So, and so, I mean, the one thing that I love most about you is the man that you are on the air is the man who you are every day. And like
the
you
good,
said,
the bad and the ugly.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And when, you know, when you say that, that you're a friend, you truly are. And that's just what I love about you. And you are going to go over there and you are going to touch so many people's lives through the Lord and the Holy Spirit. I pray that he goes with you and fills you. And I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you a lot, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I always love the story with you of how you started. I tell this to people and somebody probably because we hired another guy from your alma mater, Northwestern.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You
got to
meet Josh before you get out of here, Josh Cole. But I said, yeah, with Selvig, I mean, as he was interviewing for TV and radio jobs coming on Northwestern, and he said, oh, yeah, I told the Lord, two things. I don't want to work in Christian radio, and I don't want to work mornings.
Yeah, that's well, exactly right.
How'd that work for you?
Yeah, I know. So I've learned that that I can't tell the Lord what I want because he normally has better plans
right.
than I do.
I didn't want to go into politics either.
I know, right?
And I didn't want to go to Liberia. So here we go. Be careful for what you don't want.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you just might get it.
You know, as I think back, Halvo, real quick, just on M&M's in the morning and some of the memories that we have, man, we shared some great, I think of the sending it to you down in the hurricane. I can't remember.
Well, yeah,
we always had the weather guy that was like live. We're going to now send it down to right. Joe Schmo down in live in the hurricane. And we played the wind sound effect. You're like, I'm down here. It's so windy. You know,
he would be an aspiring radio reporter who wanted to be a TV storm reporter.
Yes.
And
yeah.
he would rip on the other storm reporters.
But the best of all, the Randy Moss driving instructor. That was great. So Randy Moss, you know, when he hit the pedestrian or whatever, and we went to you as Randy Moss's driving instructor from down
Virginia.
In South, West Virginia or wherever, and you just were so funny. You just nailed it, talking about how he couldn't drive and he failed his driving
right,
test.
Right,
it was
right,
great.
Right.
I yeah. love it. So, oh, man, those are a couple of memories that I will not forget. I remember giggling about those things and laughing, and we just had a blast with
those bits and the shtick, and people love the friendship. And I tell people, you know, Drew is asking some, and I appreciate his questions in terms of radio and authentic. The thing was is that the good friendship off air, okay, spilled over on air, and that's what I think you got to have. So people didn't get to hear everything off air, but you know, it spills over and it makes for better radio. So
absolutely.
Well, thank you guys, appreciate it. So we've got another half hour to go. And we'll hear from some listeners. You guys are welcome to stay if you want.
Stick around.
Go get a little Jerome's Lemon Bars are out there. So get them while you can.
And that was another thing, Halvel. Yeah. We were never afraid to call.
The moniker crew.
Oh, that was awesome. Yes, Elizabeth the Prayer Warrior, Jerome from Knapp.
Who knew Diane, the dedicated nurse, the dedicated nurse, would her daughter would later become co-host of the morning show for the next 5 years, Molly Lee, right?
So exactly. But most importantly, I remember a number of times taking prayer requests and praying for people. And how can we forget Geneva? You know, I think about the number.
She's eight now?
Yeah. No. Is she eight? 2008. Yeah, she just turned eight.
Okay.
So she'll be nine in March.
Okay.
So she's eating. She's doing everything great. She's going to be in third grade. What a blessing.
Great.
She is just, she's growing and becoming a young lady. But, I mean, just the overwhelming response from WIB listeners and from others around this community just – It was unbelievable, overwhelming, and thank the Lord for the number of people that cared and prayed.
And here's the thing. I mean, obviously, all the glory goes to God.
Amen.
And even here at WWIB, what God birthed through Warren and Mabel Louise Stewart and those who rallied around them, right, in the early 70s. And Terry, you went from getting saved there in April Fool's Day, 1991. The fool is the devil, right? And the fact is that now you're on our nonprofit board, which, again, oversees the purchase of the 18 shows. It has been. Christ-centered shows here on WWIB and WIB.com. Today, the last day of August, catch and match. And so all your gifts to the first $21,060 are doubled. And the ministry is going to go on, right? I mean, Terry, you went off into politics. Matt, you went off into the grocery business with Gordy's Market and the wonderful work and the expanding stores. Look how it's expanded with your involvement there. But and I'm going to go off to Africa. We're all going to go off. And yet... just so encouraging, right? I mean, we all appreciate the ministry. We all appreciate the opportunity to be a part of it, and then so appreciate it when we're away, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's all ministered to us, spoken to us, our families. I think the best way God's allowed me to disciple my kids is just being in the car and letting them listen to WWIB.
Amen.
And just that music. And they're not clamoring for the secular music. You know, they're into this stuff. So,
amen.
All right. Hey, thank you, guys. Go get a lemon bar, and we'll welcome your thoughts. 723-2555. Final day. If there's something you want to say, get it off your chest. 1-800-657-4769. Email mark@wib.com. If you've got a favorite front page memory or a well wish for Africa. I'm going to get Janelle Solberg on the phone if I can. She's known my wife since her freshman year of college. Is she surprised that Peggy Halverson and her family are heading to Africa?
Stockman Farm Supply in more.
I-94 and Highway 10 in Osseo and I-94 and Highway 128 in Wilson.
Pat Couture here from the Purpose Driven Retirement Show and Keystone Financial. Every year there are surveys done to test retirement readiness. Over the last several years, the results of these surveys have not been good. And unfortunately, the results of 2016 are even worse. So are you gambling with your retirement? Join me to find out. The Purpose Driven Retirement Show airs Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. and again Saturday at 5:30 p.m. right here on WWIB.
In this obsession with the things this world says make us happy, can't see the slaves we are in all the searching or the grasping. Like we deserve much more than all these blessings we're holding.
Jeremy Camp, front page, WWIB, the final front page to be followed by the final homepage. And Josh Cole with you tomorrow morning in the 10 o'clock hour, actually from 5:30 to 7 on WIB and WIB.com, and also 10 to 11. And, great job of hiring there by Greg and Terry Stewart with Josh, terrific young man. And again, from Matt's alma mater, Northwestern. Mentioning the moniker crew, it's Jeff, the former dairy guy from Colfax on the line. He remembers M&M's in the morning, right, Jeff?
Oh, yes, I do.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Matt.
How are you, bud?
Pretty good, pretty good.
It's great to hear from you.
I just wanted to say, you know, Mark, I've listened to you for a long time now. I started listening to WIB in 1993, and when I was milking cows, and milked cows up through 2008, so just about every morning it started with you. It's sure going to be different without you. Mm.
Thank you, Jeff. The great thing is the job, you know, every day was a little different. You never knew what to expect, and so that made it interesting.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wish you and your family all the best over in Africa, and I'll pray that the Holy Spirit be with you and lead and guide and give you the wisdom you need for over there.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. All the best to you. All right. And let's see, we've got another caller we're going to get to here in just a second. But let me just first of all say Economy Furniture, the best national and regional brands of furniture, all at everyday low prices, locally owned and serving the Chippewa Valley since 1950. It's Economy Furniture. And Janelle Soberg is on the line. Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
Janelle, early this morning, to be honest, you want realness? Here we go. We've been staying in a motel. We sold our house on Friday, closed down the whole deal. And I went back and I'm like, okay, I woke up at 2 in the morning, lied in bed till about 3, came in. Headed off to the station about 3:30, but I thought, well, I'm going to go into our house, and if somebody drives by, they'll think somebody's breaking in. But I needed a nail clipper. These nails are too long. I needed a nail clipper. And I could not find it. Janelle, you've been working and helping us out the last couple of days. Thank you. I appreciate that and in so many ways before that. But I'm like, I told my wife that later this morning. She's like, yeah, I wouldn't know where to find a nail clipper in this house right now. So couldn't find it, but I did find a card you wrote. Some of these cards they had out, I think, at the station, one of these events we had over the weekend. And it made me cry at about 4 in this morning. And so I thought, you're somebody who's known Peggy for a long time. I wondered if you'd be willing to share that a little bit.
Yeah, I would love to. Thanks. And you'll have to ask Evan or Elena where the nail clipper is, because they were working on the bathroom yesterday.
So I will do that. Thank
you. They probably know. True to form, you know, I couldn't write anything on the spot at your open house, so I took the cards home.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And, you know, I'm sneaking them in last minute.
Well, you're a college English major, so writing, you know, you're into writing and
words.
Yeah,
I wanted to get it right.
Yep.
I just, you know, I thought back to when I first met Peggy. She was a college freshman. I was a sophomore. I had a roommate, Tammy Hodgkins now, and Peggy was a new freshman that moved into our floor. And we mostly met her because she was placed in one of those overflow rooms with, like, 6 other girls, and she hated it. So we kind of adopted her to be our roommate. And one of the first memories I have of her, which is telling, is walking to Shopko and back with her so she could buy a bookcase, because she had brought all these books to college that she couldn't live without, and she needed a bookcase. So that's, you know.
Aha, that's one thing we connect on
big
time.
Yeah, that was a sign of things to come.
Yes, yes. Uh-oh, she'd marry a book lover.
Right. And, you know, what I wrote her is that, you know, Peggy, when I met you, you were an 18-year-old girl who researched creation science for fun and wanted to marry a pastor and adopt one child from each continent, which is the very truth. That is what she told me. I don't know if I ever asked her outright, what's your life's ambition? But what she said is, I want to change the world one person at a time. She said those words to me in the hallway at the governor's hall, and I thought, what kind of girl is this? And that has just always been on her heart, children and missions.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And just change. The other joke was her backup plan was to become the king of Tuvalu, which is a tiny island in the
right.
South Asian Sea.
And lo and behold, along the way, I think I did interview a woman who might have been from Africa, and there was a book called King Peggy. And so
yes,
that was always funny.
Right.
So
I remember that. But, you know, earlier in the show you said you were going to ask me if I was surprised that you are moving to Africa, and the answer to that is not one bit. I am not one bit surprised. I'm surprised you're going, but I'm not surprised that the Peggy I met when she was 18 is going. All things have led to that for her, and things I've seen in her from the very beginning of our friendship. It just all points to that. And first and foremost in that, which has been a constant inspiration to me knowing her, is just her drive to seek God first, no matter what. She just, you know, to my knowledge, she just doesn't skimp or miss on her personal time with God. And that's been a challenge to me all these years. So putting that first, and then I remember in your other house on Eddy Lane, she had a little sign in the sunroom that said, love wide open. and that was at the time when you were just considering adoption of any kind. And she, you know, she had this attitude like, I know adoption is hard and it can be heartbreaking and it can be long, but we're just going to love and see what comes.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are.
Hmm. I wouldn't be doing this without her. There we go. I mean, I said it in front of Leading with Power. I think I said it yesterday with the family, and I am going. But my attitude is, you know, she had a want to that goes back to 2013, and yeah. Mine has been a growing willingness. And
yeah.
So, and now I think, Matt, you said something even in terms of us, in terms of, you know, the morning show, and it was great. And we probably could have continued to do it, but you said, Helvo, this is after a while, but you were like, I really see life in seasons. And why not? The God of seasons, right?
Amen.
Winter, spring, summer, fall. And so this has been a wonderful season, 30 years. I'm so grateful eternally for this opportunity because it's been more than a job, family. But, Janelle, I wanted to bring you on here on the final show because it's like, without my wife, I wouldn't be going. And that, what you wrote her there, it encapsulates so much. And you're somebody of high character, very respected in the community. And you can say, this is the Peggy Halverson I've known for all these years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say to you too, Mark, you know, when she first told me she was dating somebody named Mark Halverson, I said, that's funny, there's a Mark Halverson on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
She said, yeah, that's him.
That's
I
the
said,
one.
Mm.
Yep.
Wow, that's interesting. But I have to say to you, I mean, you have supported her and given her freedom to grow
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, pursue these crazy dreams. And I'm so thankful for you.
Thank you.
That you've done that, because mm-hmm. not every... I know what you say about one of your children, we won't name that. You
mm-hmm.
know, she's going to change the world because the world's not going to change her.
Yeah.
I mean, Peggy was made to be a world changer, and you are giving her the freedom to do that. You know, a lesser man would have put the brakes on some of this crazy stuff that she's done.
There you go. She's had 11 trips. I've had 4, but her 12th would be my 5th, and our family going for 9 months. Janelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. I think this is George. George, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, George, Mark Halverson, Matt Selvig, the old M&Ms in the morning team for another 15 minutes. So what's on your mind?
Awesome. Hey, I just want to say thank both of you. When I was young, my wife and I were younger Christians, your radio show was one that helped guide us in the right path. When our youngest son was born 8 weeks early, you guys prayed with us, prayed for him. He does doing great now. Everything you guys have done. And, Mark, you are one of the best interviewers. Now I drive semi over the road, so I listen to the radio all day long. No one that I have yet to hear has compared to the way when you interview someone, whether they have a completely convicting viewpoint to you as far as homosexuality, abortion, whatever, you ask them the kind of questions we want asked, and you let them speak their point without criticizing them, without putting your opinion into it, anything. You bring out people and so much out of people that needs to come out. And I have never heard anyone that can do it as well as you do. And your morning show was an awesome blessing to me every morning when I was on the road.
Thank you, George. It's great to hear your voice.
Awesome.
Right,
hey, yeah. George, how are you?
Doing great, sir. Thank you very much. And I still catch you on the TV every once in a while but and on the radio. But you guys were such a blessing to me in the morning. And the morning song, my wife and I can still sing the morning song to each other.
Awesome. And George, you live where now?
Now I live in Tomahawk.
All right, okay. Tomahawk. Well, okay. Still listen to us at WIB.com, okay?
You betcha. Still will.
Thanks again. All
good
right,
to
George,
hear from you, George. You know, remember, Havel, when we put the Good Morning song up for debate?
Oh, yeah. And, I remember you brought out various things like machine guns and other things, I think, on the rooster.
I put the...
Like one of your first days.
I put the Good Morning song on the chopping block. I remember I came in here so arrogant, and I was thinking, oh, we're going to get rid of this Good Morning song, only to hear quickly from WWIB listeners.
Right.
Oh, no, that's not going to be happening. That Good Morning song will stay, young man. And
I think Josh will be playing it tomorrow.
Yes.
Put it that way,
absolutely.
Josh Cole. All right, we got Johnny Holm from Sheldon. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
Johnny.
Hey, and this is for Matt. I still owe you a dinner, but you're a hard man to catch a hold of when I come down there.
Hey, buddy. Well,
listen,
sure.
If I know Matt, he'll take a dinner.
Halvo knows me well. He knows that I will never say no to a free lunch or dinner.
I've never seen a man so
anyway,
thin
Mark, yeah,
that loves food so much.
I'm going to quit listening to WIB because you're going now.
No. Don't quit listening.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway, always enjoyed you. Enjoyed having you at our church here in Sheldon a few times. I wish it would have been more.
Yep.
And also, I'm into the Voice of the Martyrs, and I have your picture I've got a
Hope I'm not in that one yet. Okay.
You're on the martyrs board
of the world and okay. all the hostile and restricted monitored areas across the globe.
Yes.
And I have your picture with a lot of others that map, and that's where I pray at my coffee table by the couch.
Cool. Well, that's the best,
and,
John.
I'll keep you guys in prayer and support as much as we can.
Yeah.
And I know that you're in the right path, although I don't want to see you go.
John, thank you so much. You and your wonderful wife, Kay, and remember her, she loves Evie. Oh, come on, ring those bells every Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, are we going to convince somebody to play that now, this Christmas?
You know, I bet they'll listen to you. I bet they'll listen. Caleb and Hillary, give them a shout. Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate the call, Johnny.
One guy that I ran into on a couple Friday nights ago, Hevel, over at the Stanley football game. Do you remember the Hazards? Remember Jacob Hazard?
Hazard, yeah. Longtime pastor at Augusta Assembly.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it was the tracheotomy issues, I think. He had some medical issues, I think, right around the same time that Geneva had some issues, too. And I actually ran into those guys over at the football game.
Oh, okay.
It was so great to see him. He's all grown up now. He's 16 years old, Jacob is, and it was good to see his parents, and great just to see those guys over there. So it's fun to still have those relationships.
Absolutely. We're going to get to Jack and Eau Claire. Going to ask you, wait just a second, Jack, but also Royce emailing marketweb.com says, one more time, thank you, Mark, for a truckload of great program for so many years. I'm going to miss it so much. Thanks for your friendship and many kind personal words through the years. The best to you and your family. The best banjo player around, Roy Sorensen.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
Now, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool.
Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
Now, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool.
Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
Does your business need a new visual image? Contact Image 360. They're specialists every step of the way, from image and graphic creation to signage and display completion. See Image 360 in Altoona and at image360ec.com. That's image360ec.com.
Teach your children a lesson of faith from the parable of the sower based on Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9. Farm animals teach the importance of working together and being a true friend. During Catch and Match August, for a suggested gift of $40 or more to the ministry, ask for the kids' DVD, A Friend Planting Seeds is a Friend Indeed, including a read-along digital storybook. Go online to WWIB.com, call, write, or drop by the studios in Lake Halley.
Set out on a great adventure the day my father started leading me home.
Stephen Curtis Chapman, front page, WWIB. When my wife and I tied the knot October 17th, 1998, the reprise was supposed to be the exit music. Took our vows was supposed to be Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Great Adventure. But he later came out with the song Long Way Home, which is very descriptive of the journey as well. Jack is in Eau Claire. I've called him Jack the Liberal, but endearingly, Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. I don't want to take a lot of your time because I know you're really busy here. But I do want to wish you and your family all the best, good health and safe travels on your adventures. I want to echo what some of the other callers have said, that I've always been so impressed with you that you have an open mind and an open spirit in listening to other people and not putting people down for having different beliefs
or ideas. Say this. I hate it when people talk show hosts call people idiots. I don't think I do that. I hate that.
No, and I was going to say I you have been my daily dose of where I get to the point where I think I hate conservatives. I listen to you on purpose to realize that there are good, open-minded, loving, other-centered people out there whom I disagree with the way that I think and the way that I believe, but that they're good people. And that has always been a highlight of my day, and I'm going to miss you for that.
That is about the highest compliment, Jack. That is about the highest compliment. I thank you so much. I mean, that is, you know, Mike Huckabee, when he ran for president in 2008, finished second to McCain, he said, I'm a conservative, but I'm not angry about it, you know? And so we need more of that in the world. So thank you, Jack. All right. Appreciate it so much. Well, that's awesome. I got a little goosebumps from that one. Keith is on the line. Hi, Keith.
Good morning, Mark. If that was Jack the liberal, this is Keith the conservative.
All right. This is an equal opportunity show.
Just as affable and likable, I would hope, but time will tell on that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call in and just say best wishes and our prayers are with you, and we're excited for you, and couldn't be more appreciative of how much you have helped many ministries in the Chippewa Valley and churches, and pouring gas on good causes and leading with power would not be the success that it is without your help and your understanding the vision and promotion of it. And but beyond that, as a good friend and somebody I can always talk sports with and politics, and we just are going to miss you sorely, you and Peggy both.
Well, thank you, Keith, so much. Leading with Power, I was going to say, the founder of Leading with Power, it's amazing. It was preceded by a very difficult time in your life, and look what God birthed. And so, again, to him be the glory. So thank you so much, Keith.
You know, I see a parallel. What Teamwork Africa was also born in a painful time,
right.
and look what has happened with that.
There seems to be kind of a pattern here. Thank you, Keith. And again, my boss, Terry Stewart, just walked in here to join Matt Selvig and I. And Terry, that's where I thank you so much. You've given the opportunity and so much creative freedom here for this show. You know, Focus on the Family, a long time with James Dobson, an anchor show on the station, was there to promote many other ministries, and it's been a thrill and a privilege to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's been fun to remember. I still have been looking for the audition tape that he made when he was in college.
I have it somewhere, radio, but that's right.
We kind of redid my office, and I can't find it because when I came back and they were going to paint my office, everything was in boxes, and it's been there ever since. I'm kind of a messy kind of guy anyhow, as you both know. Just don't move my piles.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyhow, you came as a college student to us at Cornell, I think, right, where we were up there?
Yeah, well, I was at the Tech at the time, a marketing major, and I heard Wax Radio had an opening, and so then I, for whatever reason, as a young Christian, I called you guys, and I said, what do you think about a Christian applying at a country station? You said, well, we got a part-time opening. Apply here. So I never applied at Wax. Huh. I came here, got hired, and the rest is history.
Fancy that, hiring somebody with very little experience, right?
Yeah, right.
We tend to do that.
I had some radio experience, but I just, as a Christian, I'm like,
the guy right next to me, too, just fresh out of college, Northwestern Bible School, Joshua will be coming in and meeting Matt, too, graduate from Northwestern. You know, just kind of look at people who are excited and excited to serve the Lord and love Jesus with all their heart and their soul, and want to see people develop their lives. Just as somebody took a chance on me years ago as a college kid and moving up through life, somebody said, well, there's something that you can do that I can't. And then turning people loose, that's the exciting part. And I think the thrill with running, you know, a Christian organization such as WWIB and all of the elements that people don't see behind the scenes is to see them grow in their lives, see them love Christ with all their heart and want to serve the Lord, and see other people come to know him as their
Amen.
Lord and personal Savior.
Yeah.
And then out of that, the fun part is when they come back and they want to visit us, and it just says, you know, especially Matt knows this now that he's handling employees, especially in the big organization he is, it's fun to have people stop by and say hi, because it means that, at least to me, that they cared enough about us, and we did something.
You can count on me coming up next June, all right?
All right.
I definitely.
So God bless you.
We'll check in before that, though.
It's not the last day, just so you know.
No, there you go. Absolutely.
There's more ahead.
Last time on the air with this show, though. So, hey, thank you so much, Jerry. We got just a couple more minutes here, and we better do some business. Hey, Economy Furniture, the best national and regional brands of furniture, all at everyday low prices, locally owned and serving the Chippewa Valley since 1950. It's Economy Furniture. There's a new name in auto body shops, but their experience isn't new. Wasota Collision and Customs, call on them for expertise in auto body repair and renovation. And from one steward to another, from Terry to Greg.
Yeah, Mark, want to tell you how much we're going to miss you here, and thank you for letting God use your life in this ministry mm-hmm. for all these years. And it's been a pleasure to work with you. It's been iron sharpening iron here. So thank you. And we're going to miss you, but look forward to seeing you here in about 9 months again or so.
Absolutely. Thank you for your patience and your grace working with me along the way and letting a lot of those rough spots so frequently work their way out in the workplace. So.
You bet. We'll be praying for you and your family.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah. Appreciate it. All right. We got about 2+ minutes left on the clock here. And the waning moments of this final front page. And Matt, just checking, we're hearing from our good buddy Dave Corbett. Remember,
yes.
And now he's in Clayton, a beef farmer. He says, Mark, sitting here listening to your last front page, I can't imagine tuning into WIB and not hearing your voice. I can't tell you how much I'm going to miss you. I wish you God's best. I love you, brother.
Amen.
Please stay in touch. So I hope to do that. Wendy Jessen is a dear sister, and she says 30 years. For 30 years, a voice has sailed over the Chippewa Valley airwaves and into our hearts and homes, a voice that for 30 years has informed, inspired, instructed, enlightened, entertained, helped, and along with other familiar voices, even healed. For 30 years, that voice has greatly influenced our thoughts and lives, and for some of us, played a big part in who we are today. Now, she says, that voice will become silent. What we once took for granted will no longer be. Are we ready? Are we ready for the silence of that voice? No, we are not. There'll be a hole in the Chippewa Valley airwaves matching the hole in our hearts, and that silence, a deafening silence, that's what we'll hear when the voice of Front Page is no more. That voice is the voice of Mark Halverson, faithful man of God who served us and served his Lord so very well. Thank you, Mark. Amen. Well done. And farewell, my friend. And, John 16:33. I think that's, in this world you'll have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world.
Amen.
And a listener wanted to know about, she's like, you mentioned a book, book title about influencing others. Yeah, Dale Carnegie. It's a classic, How to Win Friends and Influence People. So that was that. And then, All right, we're not going to have time for everything, but we're going to spill this over after 11 on the WOGO. But Matt, you may have to go. So.
Can I pray with you real quick?
Please go ahead.
Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that you would go, your Holy Spirit would lead Halvo and Peggy and their kids, Lord Jesus, that you'd keep them safe, and that, Lord, through your grace and your mercy, many, many, many people would come to know you as their personal Savior through Mark and Peggy and the kids being in Liberia. We thank you for his wonderful years of service here at WWIB. Thank you for the friendship that I have with him. I love him, and I pray that you'll keep him safe and go with him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Love you, brother.
What a great way to end here on WWIB. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, thank you so much, listeners. Love you, and we'll see you on the journey.